Oh, you have questions?
Yeah, I got questions. Okay. What is the difference between an OBIM and a CBP FOIA? OBIM means Office of Biometric Identity Management. That is where you would send a FOIA request that includes a fingerprint card. They're the ones that are able to process the fingerprint cards in connection with the CBP activity. So if there's contact with CBP and you with fingerprints, you send that fingerprint card into OBIM. I've had too many warheads.
OBIM.
Then that's where that goes. A CBP FOIA, if you just send that G639 to CBP, you're not necessarily going to, you're just going to get whatever they can get based on the information within the G639. Are fingerprints submitted with the CBP FOIA? Not necessarily. What are your thoughts on online CBP FOIA process? They give you what they want to give you. They still redact a lot.
They do.
They redact way more than I think. I appeal every single FOIA.
But at least it's faster. You get something.
That comes from my office. I was told to stop. Yeah. It's still fast. You get something. I do appeals. I almost get something. I get something new with almost every appeal. Like I get a little bit of additional information.
How long does the appeal take?
Doesn't take too long. Like it doesn't take as long as the original FOIA. I can tell you that.
That's good. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So every single, CBP, USCIS, and ICE, I appeal every single FOIA. Very easy to do. You just say wrong. That's it.
All right, here's a question. Dear colleagues, so this is addressed to all of us.
Ooh.
It would appear that much of the United States immigration law is inconsistent with the government's international obligations. Some examples are due process rights before Article 1 bodies, family separation, in-country detention through deportation, criminalizing entry to the U.S. of people who claim fear of persecution.